Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Today's story is called Lucky and the Rainbow Dragon. It's an original story by Marlene Werfel. Once upon a time, there was a leprechaun named Sparkles Wee Patty Pants. Everybody called him Lucky, though, except for his wife, Daffodil, who called him Goldie Love. Lucky was a hard-working leprechaun who whistled while he worked. He was the type who became so absorbed in every task that you'd have to shout in his ear to get his attention. No matter, he did a good job, and the fairies, who he worked for, could let him go about his business without worry that he wouldn't do thorough, meticulous work. In the wintertime, Lucky made boots for the fairies. He made red boots with buttons for fairies to dance in. He made brown boots with pointy toes for fairies to go about their daily business and work in, and he made green boots that were of a leather so finely worked, fairies would save them for only the highest of occasions, like fairy congresses, fairy weddings, and fairy balls. In the summertime, Lucky kept busy shoeing the winged unicorns that migrated over the rainbow to munch in the green meadows, to graze in the fairy glens, and to frolic in the shamrock-covered dales. In the springtime, Lucky repaired fairy wings and hammered tin whistles, and in the fall, Lucky helped with the nut and berry harvest, like everyone else. He was a happy leprechaun, the happiest, but for one little thing. Lucky loved to come home after work, put his feet up, and drink a cold, foamy cup of dandelion ale. That was all well and good, except that his beautiful wife, Daffodil, kept finding babies in the flowers of rosemary plants, and Lucky's family was growing and growing. The babies made Lucky and Daffodil terribly happy. They sang songs to the baby, and they bounced them on their knees, and their home was full of the giggles of babies. But it was getting harder and harder to keep their pantry full, and their table laid out with dinner, and still the family was growing and growing until Daffodil opened her purse and found there was only coins enough for food and none at all left over for ale. "It's only temporary, Goldie Love," she told Lucky. "Come summertime, I'll gather dandelions by the basketful, and I'll set up enough ale to last you full through the year." "Oh, that'll be grand," he told her. "Worry not, my daffy darling. No ale is no trouble at all for Lucky." But Lucky knew he needed more money. Now you might be thinking, Lucky makes the finest fairy shoes in all the land. He should ask the fairies for more money. And that would be a logical solution to Lucky's problem. But what you need to know about leprechauns and leprechaun psychology, if you don't already know, is they don't always think logically. Leprechauns think in a clever, tricky way. And if the plan they're planning isn't clever and tricky, leprechauns don't think it's worthwhile at all. So Lucky wouldn't just ask for money. Instead, Lucky perked up his pointy leprechaun ears and listened. While he worked, cobbling shoes, Lucky kept one pointy ear open for the sound of clinking coins, and the other pointy ear open for the sound of someone saying, "Gold." And sure enough, before the day was through, Lucky heard the leprechauns Woolly McTurnips and Dizzy O'Doodles talking about a pot of gold. "It'll be just sitting there at the end of the rainbow," said Woolly, "waiting for us to come claim it. A whole pot of gold." "As long as we get there before old Shivers does," said Woolly. "Why, he's faster than a raindrop fallen." "Let's figure out a way to trick him," said Woolly. "I've got it," said Dizzy. "Let's tell him to go the wrong way down the rainbow. Let's tell him that there's 2 pots of gold at the beginning of the rainbow." "Good idea," said Woolly, clapping together his hands and clicking together his heels. "Only, oh, Shivers'll never believe us. Let's whisper to each other, like as if we don't want him to find out that there's two pots of gold at the beginning of the rainbow. Ha ha, said Dizzy, and they high-fived and they danced a little jig together, for they had a clever, tricky plan. They didn't know that Lucky had been listening the whole time, because Lucky was always lost in his work and never listening. You'd have to shout to get his attention while he was making boots, but Lucky was listening this time, though he didn't let on, and it set him to thinking up a clever, tricky plan of his own. This is what Lucky did. He started making a pair of leprechaun boots that were indigo-colored, and whenever Wooly and Dizzy came by, he covered them up as if they were top secret. He also made sure to mutter under his breath whenever Wooly or Dizzy were within earshot. That tricky O'Shivers, tricking me into making a magic boots that will get him to the end of the rainbow faster than anyone. Oh, if only I was clever enough to trick him back. Dizzy and Wooly felt very smart when they heard Lucky's complaining, because they knew they had tricked O'Shivers, whispering about there being two pots of gold at the beginning of the rainbow so that he'd go the wrong way down it. And if they could trick O'Shivers and Lucky couldn't, well, that must mean they were more clever than Lucky. All the leprechauns, Lucky, Wooly, Dizzy, and O'Shivers, waited and waited for a rain shower so that a rainbow would appear and they could race to that pot of gold. In the meantime, Wooly and Dizzy became more and more curious about what Lucky was hiding from them. A magic pair of boots that would help you get to the rainbow faster than anyone? Well, that got them thinking. Wooly thought, what if he stole the magic boots and replaced them with a regular pair just painted indigo? Then he would get to the end of the rainbow faster than Dizzy, and he could take all the gold for himself and pretend there wasn't any when Wooly finally caught up. And it got Dizzy thinking, what if he stole the magic boots and replaced them with a regular pair painted indigo? Then he would get to the end of the rainbow faster than Wooly and take all the gold for himself. Lucky knew they would do that, so he made two pairs of magic boots and made sure they were easy to steal. Then the rain started. A few drops, then a few more, then a clap of thunder and a downpour for hours and hours. When the rain stopped, the clouds cleared, and a beautiful rainbow appeared in the sky. Poor O'Shivers, thinking he was outsmarting everybody, raced to the beginning of it. But there were no pots of gold there at all. Dizzy and Wooly were wearing their magic boots, stolen magic boots, each one thinking the other was wearing a regular pair just painted indigo. And their boots did have magic in them. Lucky made sure of that. A magic that made them stick to the rainbow so that they couldn't slide down at all. Every step they took was torturously slow. That gave Lucky the lead he needed. Laughing and grinning, down the rainbow he slid, right into a big pot of gold. He picked it up, of course, quick as he could, and raced home to his wife and children with it. He filled his wife's purse with gold coins, and he gave gold coins to each of his children, and the rest he went to bury under a tree stump. But as he poured the gold into the hole he dug, he found something else in the pot. A rainbow-colored egg, 20 times bigger than his own head. He carried it inside to show Daffodil, who gasped, "Oh, Goldie love, don't you know what that is? It's a rainbow dragon's egg. We don't want to take a dragon's egg." "Are they bad luck then?" asked Lucky. "Goldie love, rainbow dragons are powerful. They're as big as house cats, but 10 times more ferocious. If a mama dragon finds out you've taken her young, well, she'll swoop in and leave nothing but burnt shamrocks and leprechaun bones. Why, she'll turn us into ashes, Goldie love. Only the shiny buckles on our hats and our teeny tiny belts and our wee leprechaun shoes will be left in the ashes of her rage, oh, Goldie love. Put that dragon's egg back where you found it." Lucky looked up, but the rainbow was gone. And just then, there came a crack and a chirp from the egg. Lucky and Daffodil watched, trembling, as a baby rainbow dragon pecked its way out of the rainbow-colored egg. It looked right at Lucky, burped up a little puff of smoke and said, "Mama." "No," said Lucky, "not Mama. No, go find your Mama, you wee daft birdie. I'm a leprechaun, not your Mama." But try as he might, Lucky couldn't shoo the little dragon away. It just followed him around crying for affection and sustenance. Finally, Lucky and Daffodil felt sorry enough for the little creature that they fed it some oatmeal and sang it to sleep in a bed of straw. Every day the baby dragon grew. It followed Lucky to work, then it followed him back home again. They gave her a name, Rainy. She tried to fly a little bit, but she couldn't quite. "You can't bring a rainbow dragon to work with you, Lucky," said the fairies. "If the mama finds out we've taken one of her kind, she'll swoop down from the sky and burn us all up. She'll turn us into fairy dust with her fiery breath." But Lucky couldn't get Rainy to let him be. If he was kind to her, she'd nuzzle him and roll over on her back. If he was unkind to her, throwing rocks and telling her to get, her big dragon eyes would cry tears that would turn into diamonds when they fell on the ground. But if Lucky tried to pick those diamonds up, she'd breathe fire at him so that his little leprechaun suit would get burnt off and his copper-colored leprechaun curls would be singed. After one whole year passed, everyone was used to having Rainy around. She learned to fly quite gracefully, and she'd take Daffodil and Lucky's children for rides on her rainbow-colored back. She even helped Daffodil with the cooking. Then they heard the unmistakable cry of a mother dragon circling above them. Her fast-moving shadow darkened the ground around them, and Rainy called back to her. She swooped lower and lower. Lucky was terrified that she'd burn up his beautiful family, so he did what any leprechaun would do. He ran away from his family so that Rainy would follow him away from Daffodil and the children, and they'd be spared the wrath of the mama. Rainy was confused. She didn't know who to respond to, her wee leprechaun mama or the dragon in the sky who looked just like her, but bigger, who sounded just like her, but louder and clearer, who smelled just right, even from such a distance, who felt somehow righter than anything had felt before. "Go," cried Lucky, when he was a safe distance from his family. "Go to your mama, you wee daft birdie." And he hung onto his hat, waiting for the flames. But the flames never came. Rainy dropped tears around Lucky's feet, dragon tears that turned into big, glittering, rainbow-colored diamonds. And then, with a shriek and a whoosh, she lifted up, up off the ground, away from the shamrock-covered glen, away from Lucky and Daffodil and the children, Tiger, Dilly, Flower, Sparkles, Tinkle, Clumsy, Bleary, Peavy, Potsy, Greeny, Tater, and Shelila, wee Patty Pans. Then it began to rain. Just a few drops. Then a few more. Then a clap of thunder and a downpour for hours and hours. Rainy and her mama whooped and barreled and twisted and soared gracefully through the sky on their rainbow-colored wings. When the rain stopped, the clouds cleared and a beautiful rainbow appeared. Rainy followed her mother away over the rainbow, leaving behind Lucky with his pockets full of diamonds. The Patty Pans never wanted for anything again, even as their family grew when Daffodil found baby Bubbles and baby Wiggles and baby Noodles, wee Patty Pans in the rosemary blossom. Still, every day, Lucky the leprechaun would come home from work to a frothy cup of dandelion ale, and then they would lay out their table for the finest supper and sleep well with their bellies full and their hearts full, too.